Book 10, Canto 4, The Dream Twilight of the Earthly Real. There came a slope that slowly downward sank. It slipped towards a stumbling grey descent. The dim heart marvel of the ideal was lost, its crowding wonder of bright, delicate dreams and vague, half-limbed sublimities she had left. Thought fell towards lower levels, hard and tense, it passioned for some crude reality. The twilight floated still, but changed its hues, and heavily swathed a less delightful dream. It settled in tired masses on the air. Its symbol colours tuned with duller reds and almost seemed a lurid mist of day. A straining taut and dire besieged her heart. Heavy her sense grew with a dangerous load, and sadder, greater sounds were in her ears. And through stern breakings of the lambent glare, her vision caught a hurry of driving plains and cloudy mountains and wide, tawny streams, and cities climbed in minarets and towers towards an unavailing, changeless sky. Long quays and guts and harbours white with sails challenged her sight a while and then were gone. Amidst them travailed toiling multitudes in ever-shifting perishable groups. A foiled cinema of lit shadowy shapes enveloped in the grey mantle of a dream. Imagining meanings in life's heavy drift, they trusted in the uncertain environment and waited for death to change their spirit's scene. A savage din of labor and a tramp of armored life and the monotonous hum of thoughts and acts that ever were the same, as if the dull, reiterated drone of a great brute machine beset her soul, a grey, dissatisfied rumour like a ghost of the moaning of a loud, unquiet sea. A huge, inhuman, cyclopean voice, a Babel builder's song towering to heaven, a throb of engines and the clang of tools, brought the deep undertone of labor's pain. As when pale lightnings tear a tortured sky, high overhead a cloud-rimmed series flared, chasing like smoke from a red funnel driven. The forced creations of an ignorant mind. Drifting she saw like pictured fragments flee, phantoms of human thought and baffled hopes, the shapes of nature and the arts of man, philosophies and disciplines and laws, and the dead spirit of old societies, constructions of the Titan and the worm. As if lost remnants of forgotten light, before her mind they have fled with trailing wings, dimmed revelations and delivering words, emptied of their mission and their strength to save. The messages of the evangelist gods, voices of prophets, scripts of vanishing creeds. Each in its hour eternal claimed went by. Ideals, systems, sciences, poems, crafts, tireless there perished and again recurred, sought restlessly by some creative power. But all were dreams, crossing an empty vast. Ascetic voices called of lonely seers on mountain summits or by river banks or from the desolate heart of forest glades, seeking heaven's rest or the spirit's worldless peace. Or in bodies motionless like statues, fixed entranced cessations of their sleepless thought, sat sleeping souls. And this too was a dream. All things the past has made and slain were there. Its lost, forgotten forms that once had lived. And all the present loves as new revealed. And all the hopes the future brings had failed already, caught and spent in efforts vain, repeated fruitlessly, age after age. Unwearied, all returned, insisting still, because of joy in the anguish of pursuit, and joy to labor and to win and lose, and joy to create and keep, and joy to kill. The rolling cycles passed and came again. brought the same toils and the same barren end. Forms ever new and ever old, the long, appalling revolutions of the world.